Well, good morning, everybody.
各位早安。
My name is David, and I'm really pleased to be here this morning.
我的名字是 David, 我很今天很高兴来到各位当中。
Very grateful to have been invited to come and be a part of this retreat this weekend.
我很感谢各位邀请我来参加这一次的退休会。
And I'm also glad that my family can be with me.
我也很高兴我的家人都跟我在一起。
Let me give a little self-introduction of myself and then also introduce my family briefly to you.
我想先介绍我自己然后我来介绍我的家人。
I think you all already know Andrew and Cindy, but I want to introduce the rest of them as well.
我想你们都认识文涛和千芬不过我要介绍我其他的家人。
I grew up in Iowa, way out in the Midwest.
我是在美国中部的 Iowa?
Iowa.
在
Iowa.
Iowa.
It's a long way from here, and there are very few Chinese out there.
那离这边很远，而且我们并不很没有什么中国人。
I think probably I was in college before I tasted any real Chinese food.
我可能一直到我上大学的时候，我才真正的吃中国菜。
And I probably didn't even see very many Chinese people until that time in my life.
一直到那个时候，我没有见过许多中国人。
But when I was in college, I became very interested in Chinese history.
但是当我在大学的时候，我对中国历史非常感兴趣。
I could explain why, but it would take too long. I'll just say this: I really got interested in understanding the history of the Chinese people and the Chinese nation.
我开始了解，而且我对中国的历史和人民很感兴趣。
And I decided that after college, I wanted to go to graduate school, and I wanted to get a PhD, and I wanted to teach Chinese history. I wanted to be a Chinese historian.
然后我就决定说我继续的读一直 读到博士学位以后我要教中国历史
Now that's a strange thing for a kid from Iowa to do I guess but that's what I wanted to do
对一个从在美国中西部长大的孩子来说这是一件很奇怪的事情
So I began studying Chinese language and studying Chinese history
所以开始学中文还有中国历史
So for all of you young people your parents force you to learn Chinese they force you to write characters I understand your pain. 我很了解你们的痛苦。
孩子们，如果你们父母逼着你们去学中文的话，我很了解你们的痛苦。
It's very difficult to learn Chinese.
中文太难学了。
It's a pain. I remember going to sleep at night and not being able to sleep because in my dreams I was trying to remember how to write characters. How do you write this character?
有时候我都没有办法睡觉，因为我连做梦都在想着怎么写中文。
But while I was in my program in graduate school studying Chinese history, by a string of coincidences of people coming into my life, I came to be a Christian.
就在我读研究所，在研究中国历史的时候，因为种种的因素，我成为一个基督徒。
And when I became a Christian, I had a lot of doubt about which way I should go in my life after that.
我信主之后，我就开始怀疑我将来人生的路该怎么走呢
？I was still very interested in Chinese history.
我仍然是非常喜欢中国历史。
But I also found that I loved doing ministry.
但是通常我也发现我对宣教很感兴趣。
I enjoyed talking to people about Christ.
我喜欢跟人传讲福音。
I enjoyed studying the scriptures.
我也喜欢读圣经。
And so I wasn't sure which way I should go in my life.
所以我不再那么确定我到底应该走什么路线。
So I finished the master's program I was in, and then I went to Taiwan, and I spent 3 years in Taiwan.
所以当我得到博士学位之后，我就到台湾，我在那里待了三年。
Actually, I didn't finish the doctorate. I just finished the master's degree.
硕士学位。
And I lived in Taizhong in Taiwan for 3 years.
所以我在台湾台中住了三年。
And I taught English at Donghai University.
所以我在东海大学教英文。
And I studied Chinese on the side.
然后同时我读中文。
And on the side of that, I met my wife and fell in love with her.
同时我就认识我现在的妻子。
And after 3 years in Taiwan, I came back and I had made up my mind that instead of going back into my program in Chinese history, I would go into ministry. I would go to seminary and prepare myself to preach the gospel.
三年之后我回到美国我决定不再继续修中国历史我开始读神学。
Lisa came over to the United States at the same time and she did a master's program here in San Jose.
我的妻子 Lisa 她跟着我来她在San Jose 读了她的硕士学位。
We got married at about that time.
也在同时我们结婚了。
When I finished seminary, we then started working in Chinese churches.
我神学院读完之后，我就开始在中国教会服事。
So actually, all of the experience I have is in Chinese churches.
所以我所有服事的 的经验都是在中国教会。
I worked in one Chinese church for about 7 years and then left that church.
我在一个中国教会服侍了七年，然后我离开那个教会。
And I've been in my present Chinese church for about 7 years.
然后我又到了我现在这个中国教会来服侍。
So I feel very comfortable being with you here this evening.
所以我跟你们在一起觉得非常的舒服。
Let me just introduce, if I could, my family. Let me introduce Lisa, my wife, if she would stand up.
我介绍我的妻子 Lisa.
And my son Daniel and my daughter Sarah. Yes, yeah, stand up, stand up.
Daniel and Sarah.
And we were able to bring with us this time not only our own family, but also Lisa's sister from Taiwan, Joy. And I'd like to ask her and her two children to stand up also, Pang Yiwen, Wang Yuqi, and Wang Yiwei. Very good. And of course, you do know Andrew and Cindy. We're so grateful to be able to be here. We love every excuse to come up and see the two of them and see their cute little boys. Now, before I begin, I need to make one small apology to you. I noticed that in the program, I have been given, oh, I don't have it here, I've been given a long period of time to speak this morning.
我发现在我们的那个程序上面，其实我的时间很长。
I usually don't speak quite that long.
其实我通常讲到没有讲那么长。
I might speak a little shorter than that.
我通常讲的比较短一点。
I hope that'll be all right.
我希望这没有问题。
I had a friend one time, a pastor, a Presbyterian pastor, who went to Africa to preach.
有一次有一个长老会的牧师，他到了非洲去传道。
He went to Kenya.
他到肯亚去传道。
And in his own church here, his Presbyterian church, he was used to preaching for 20 minutes.
在这个本地的长老会呢，他通常讲到就讲20分钟。
If he went more than 20 minutes, people started looking at their watches.
如果你讲到超过了20分钟，大家就开始看表。
But when he got to Kenya, somebody told him, you have to preach at least an hour or they will think that you don't love them.
然后他到了肯亚之后，人家跟他说：“你至少你讲到要讲一个小时，不然他们会觉得你不够爱他们。”
So fortunately, he had 3 messages.
所以他预备了3天道。
So he just preached them one right after the other.
所以他就一个一个讲完了。
Well, if I don't preach quite as long as was planned in the schedule, please don't think I don't love you.
所以我今天的道如果没有讲的那么长，请不要误会，我还是很爱你们。
What I'd like to do this morning is, in a way, continue what Brother Yu was doing last night.
我今天的信息是接着于弟兄昨天晚上的信息。
He was speaking to us last night of how the church began with Christ, and then speaking also of the fact that the church is growing and the church is going to be glorified in the future.
昨天晚上于弟兄讲到教会是怎么产生的，教会怎么样成长，将来要怎样来荣耀主。
And I believe he wanted us to feel the great privilege that we have to be Christians.
我相信他让我们感觉到做一个基督徒是何等的荣耀，是一个特权。
And to belong to the body of Christ.
然后我们都是在基督的身体里面。
I want to speak on that same theme.
我今天早上讲的也是这个。
Excuse me. What I'd like to do is to use Ephesians chapter 2.
我今天早上我们来看以弗所书第二章。
Excuse me. And what I think I will do is read this passage to you in Chinese and then ask Christine to read, I mean in English. I'll read it to you in English and I'll ask Christine to read it to you in Chinese.
我们这一章我们要来读。
This is Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章。
And I'm going to read the entire chapter.
我们将要读这整章的圣经。 我们先读英文，然后再读中文。
Paul says, As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Verse 11. Therefore, remember that formerly, you who are Gentiles by birth and called uncircumcised by those who call themselves the circumcision, that done in the body by the hands of men, remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, and foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by abolishing in his flesh the law with its commandments and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new man out of the two, thus making peace, and in this one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit.
你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺从空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。 然而神有极深极有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所示的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。 你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。你们应当纪念，你们从前按肉体是外邦人。 是称为没有受割礼的，这名原是那些凭人手在肉身上称为受割礼之人所起的。那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的诸约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里，靠着他的血。 已经得清净了，因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙，而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦。既在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借着十字架将两下归为一体。 与神和好了，并且来传福音，来传和平的福音给你们远处的人，也给那近处的人。因为我们两下借着他被一个圣灵所感，得以进到父面前。这样，你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上。 有基督耶稣自己做房角石，各房借他联络的合适， 渐渐成为主的圣殿，你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
Thank you. This morning my message is very simple.
今天早晨我的信息非常的简单。
I want to remind you that it is a tremendous privilege to be Christians and to belong to the Church of Jesus Christ.
我只是想来提醒大家，成为基督徒，在神家里做神家的人是一个何等的特权。
It is a tremendous gift from God that we can be part of the body of Christ.
这实在是一个神极大的恩赐，让我们得以成为基督的身体。
Sometimes it doesn't feel like a privilege.
有的时候我们不觉得这是一个特权。
Some of you are very young.
有些我们中间很年轻。
Your parents drag you to church every Sunday.
可能你父母每个主日就是把你拖来教会。
You're here for a long, long time.
然后你就在教会待很久很久的时间。
You get tired.
然后你就开始感觉疲倦。
It doesn't feel like a privilege to be in the church.
你并不感觉来教会是一个特权。
Some of you work very hard in the church.
有些人在教会里服侍得很辛苦。
Some of you may have had to do a lot of work to prepare for this retreat.
可能你们为了预备这个退休会做了很多的准备。
There are people who had to deal with the university so that we could have this space and this time.
有些人必须要跟学校来交涉，所以我们可以在这个时候使用这个场地。
Somebody put the registration on the internet. That's not an easy thing to do.
有些人把报名放在网上，这不是容易做的事。
Somebody had to plan a children's program.
有些人要预备儿童的节目。
It's a lot of work.
这实在有很多预备的工作。
And some of you deal with problems in the church all of the time.
有些人他们要面对教会里许多的问题。
Problems between people.
有时候人与人之间的问题。
Conflicts.
有些人和人中间不和睦。
Division within the church.
或是人和人之间的分门结党。
And these things wear you out.
而这些事情常常让我们感觉疲倦。
And it doesn't feel like a privilege to be in the Church of Jesus Christ.
所以我们不感觉在基督的身体里面是一件荣耀而一个特权。
This morning, many of your co-workers are at work. They're getting the work done that you wish you could get done today.
有些人他们在上班。
You know, there are people also, when you get up on a Sunday morning, your neighbors don't go to church, they stay home.
有的时候在主日的时候，我们看见我们的邻舍，他们并不来教会，他们就待在家里。
They go out and they ride their bicycles with their children, or they take walks, or they go out and play tennis on Sunday morning.
他们可能出去玩，可能去骑脚踏车，可能去打网球。
And you wonder to yourself, is it really a privilege to belong to the Church of Jesus Christ?
所以有时候我们自己都不明白，这真的是一个特权吗？
But it is a privilege.
实在是一个特权。
And we understand this better if we understand clearly where we would be if we were not Christians.
如果我们换一个角度想，如果我们不是基督徒的话，我们现在会怎么样？我们就可以比较了解。
In Ephesians chapter 2, Paul is speaking to the people in Ephesus, and he's telling them to remember what they were before they were Christians.
那保罗写以弗所书给以弗所教会的时候，他提醒他们。
And he tells them that their condition outside of Christ was a terrible condition.
他提醒他们，当从前他们与基督无关的时候，他们的光景非常的可怜。
In verse 1, he says, "As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins in which you used to live."
第一节他说，你们从前死在过犯罪恶之中。
He means by this that they were completely cut off from God.
换句话说，他们与神完全无关。
They were unresponsive to God.
他们没有办法对神有反应。
If somebody is dead, you say, get up. He doesn't get up.
如果有一个人死在你面前，你跟他说起来，他起不来。
You say, believe. He doesn't believe.
你跟他说你要相信，他没有办法相信。
He's dead.
因为他死了。
Paul says, you were dead.
保罗说，你们从前是死的。
He says to them also that they were disobedient to God.
他们从前是悖逆的。
They were filled with the spirit who is at work in those who are disobedient. That is the spirit of Satan.
换句话说，他们心里的灵就是撒旦的灵，是一个充满在悖逆之子心中的灵。
They did not know God's law.
他们不了解神的法则。
If they knew God's law, they didn't care about God's law.
就算他们懂得神的法则，他们不在乎。
God was going this way, they were going that way.
神是走这个方向，他们走那个方向。
And he says to them also, you were by nature objects of wrath.
而且他又说你们呢本来就是可怒之子。
This is one of the most powerful expressions in the Bible.
这实在是一句很重的话。
By nature, objects or children, literally in the Greek, children of wrath.
换句话说你们是可怒之子。
You know what wrath is?
知道神的愤怒是什么吗?
Wrath is God's terrible anger against all evil and against all sin.
神的愤怒就是神对这所有邪恶的事情的一个很生气的。
If you want to understand God's wrath, you look at Jesus hanging upon the cross, dying for our sins.
如果我们要了解神的愤怒的话，我们就看耶稣基督他被挂在十字架上。
If you want to understand wrath, you look at what the Bible says about hell.
如果我们要了解神的愤怒，我们就看圣经怎么样描写地狱。
Our God is loving and good.
我们的神他是一个慈爱又良善的神。
But he hates evil with a passion that you and I cannot even understand.
但是他对罪恶的愤怒是我们所没有办法了解的。
And if we are sinners and we have not been forgiven by the blood of Jesus Christ, we are by nature objects of God's wrath. It is upon us.
如果我们在我们是一个罪人而没有被赦免的话，我们就是可怒之子。
And if nothing happens to change that, we will experience God's wrath to all eternity.
如果这个情形不改变的话，我们一直到永世中，我们都要经历神的愤怒。
In our culture today, many people say we're all God's children.
今天在我们的社会里面，很多人就会说，哦，我们都是神的儿女。
The Bible doesn't say that.
但是圣经并不是这么说的。
It says before you were in Christ, you were children of wrath.
圣经告诉我们说，在从前我们当我们不在基督里的时候，我们是可怒之子。
That's not all Paul says to them.
保罗并不只是说这些而已。
Paul also wants to remind these people who were mostly Gentile Christians that before they became Christians, they had nothing to do with God's people.
保罗甚至要提醒这些基督徒，他们从前是外邦人，他们跟神没有份。
Now you understand what Gentiles means, don't you?
你们知道什么是外邦人吗？
It's anybody who's not a Jew.
不是犹太人的人都是外邦人。
How many Jews do we have here today?
我们今天在这里有多少犹太人请举手。
Not too many. I mean, not me either. I'm not a Jew either.
我也不是犹太人。
So all of us are Gentiles here.
所以我们所有在座的都是外邦人。
And Paul reminds them that in the past, they had nothing to do with God's people.
保罗就在这里提醒他们，从前他们跟神的百姓一点都没有份。
See, God long ago chose the Jews to be His own special people.
因为神特别拣选了犹太人做他的百姓。
He didn't choose the Chinese.
他并没有拣选中国人。
He didn't choose the Northern Europeans who were my ancestors.
他也没有选择北欧人，就是我的祖先。
He didn't choose the Africans.
他也没有选择非洲人。
He chose the Jews.
但是他选择了犹太人。
I don't know why.
我也不知道为什么。
Somebody once said this.
有一个人曾经这么说
How odd of God to choose the Jews.
神怎么会拣选犹太人真奇怪。
It is very odd.
的确是很奇怪的事。
But he did that.
但是神拣选了他们。
And over the centuries, God gave to the Jews his word.
然后经过了许多世代，神给犹太人他的话。
He gave them his law.
他的律法。
He sent them prophets who could tell them about who he was.
然后他又把先知差遣到他们中间来告诉他们神是谁。
He gave them priests who could offer sacrifices for their sins.
他们也给他们祭司让他们可以献赎罪祭。
He promised them a savior who would come to them.
他甚至于应许有一个救主要来到他们中间。
He told them that they were his own special people, his own possession.
并且告诉他们你们是特特归我的子民。
And he left you and me out of it.
而你我都不在这其中。
We are not Jews.
因为我们不是犹太人。
We were not part of the people of God.
所以我们不在神所拣选的民族中间。
God allowed our ancestors to go in different directions and to believe in all manner of gods and all sorts of things that were not true.
而神任凭我们的祖宗，他们去信他们自己要信的神。
God allowed the nations to go their own ways.
而神任凭其他的族类去任凭他们。
And Paul reminds the Gentile Christians in Ephesus that they were separate from Christ.
保罗提醒在以弗所的 基督徒，他们从前是与基督无关的。
He says that they were excluded from citizenship in Israel. They did not belong to Israel.
而他们在以色列的国民之外，他们不属于这个国家。
He says that they were foreigners to the covenants of the promise. That means the promises that God gave to the Jews, He did not give to these people.
而且他们在所应许的诸约上是局外人。换句话说，神对以色列人所应许的。
And here is the word that he says to the Gentiles. He says, you were without hope and without God in this world.
保罗更对这些外邦人说,你们在这世上活着没有指望,没有神。
Again, this is a very powerful statement.
而这些都是很重的话。
You were without hope.
你们从前在世上没有指望。
You were without God.
没有神。
Now, he doesn't mean that the Gentiles did not have a bunch of gods that they believed, and they did.
他并不是说这些外邦人并没有他们所敬拜的神，他们拜偶像是有很多神。People
will always invent gods to believe in.
因为人总是在发明一些偶像来拜。And
he doesn't mean that in their hearts they didn't feel some kind of hope.
他也不是说在他们心里从来没有感觉到有盼望过。But
he means that they were living in darkness. Their God was not the true God. Their hope was not a realistic hope.
但是保罗的意思是说他们 从前是活在黑暗之中,
so this is where we stand.
这,然而,
if we are not Christians, here is where we stand.
所以如果我们不是基督徒的话,
By our nature, we are objects of God's wrath.
我们本来就是可怒之子,
God is angry at us.
因为神对我们愤怒,
God will punish us.
神会
We are not part of God's people. We do not have a hope. It's a terrible situation. But now we come to the good news. In Jesus Christ, God has changed all of that. God has come into this world in the person of Jesus Christ. And he has done everything that needed to be done to bring us into the body of Christ and into the church and into God's family.
神来到了这个世上,成为一个人就是耶稣,然后他做了所有的事情,使我们可以被重新带到基督的身体里。
Now it is possible for us to have the true God.
所以我们现在就可能来认识这位真神。
And it's possible for us to have a real hope.
让我们可以有真实的指望。
And our lives should be filled with hope and filled with joy. Because of what God has done for us. Let's see if we can understand what He has done. The great turning point in history is the death of Jesus Christ. And verse 13, Paul says, But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ.
13节,你们从前远离神的人,如今却在耶稣基督里靠着他的血得以亲近了。Now
what does that mean exactly?
这到底是什么意思?
The blood of Christ is simply a way of speaking about the death of Christ.
靠着他的血,换句话说,就是指耶稣的死。By
the death of Christ, we who were far away have been brought near to God.
借着耶稣的死,我们从前是远离神的人,今天得以亲近神。
How does that work?
这到底怎么成就的?
When Jesus died on the cross, God laid upon Him our sins.
当耶稣死在十字架上的时候,神把我们一切的罪都放在他身上。
Paul says in Romans chapter 3 that God set Jesus forth as a sacrifice of atonement.
就在罗马书,神说, 神差遣了耶稣基督成为挽回祭。
God wants to forgive us, but God must be just and punish our sins.
神愿意来原谅我们,但是神是公义的神,他也必须对罪有惩治。
And so He sets forth His own Son, Jesus Christ.
所以他就把他自己的儿子差遣到我们当中。
Last night, Brother Yu spoke to us about the supremacy and the greatness of Jesus Christ.
昨天晚上于弟兄讲到了耶稣基督居首位。
He is the image of the invisible God. In Him, all of the fullness of God dwells in bodily form.
神一切所有的丰富都在他里面有形有体的居住。
In the eyes of the Father, Jesus Christ is of greater value than the entire universe.
在神的眼中，耶稣基督的价值远胜于一切的受造。
And yet God set His Son forth as a sacrifice to die for us.
但是神却差遣了他的儿子成为我们的挽回祭。
That means that when we come to Jesus Christ in faith and believe in Him,
所以当我们来到耶稣基督面前，我们用信心来接受他。
God wipes the slate clean for us. He forgives us all of our sins.
神就洗他就赦免我们一切的罪，洗净我们的罪。
Everything that was against us because we are sinners, God takes away in Jesus.
在基督里，神挪去了一切对我们不利的，因为我们是罪人的事情。
We were dead in our transgressions and sins.
从前我们死在过犯罪恶之中。
God has made us alive in Christ.
神叫我们在基督里复活。
We were objects of God's wrath.
我们从前是可怒之子。
We now become children of God.
但是今天我们成为神的儿女。
We were far away from God.
我们从前远离神。
Now He brings us back to Himself.
但今天他把我们带到他面前。
And He makes us a part of His family.
让我们成为他家中的一份子。
Now, God started making this family in a very interesting way.
那神建立他的家庭，这个方法很有意思。
God brought the Jews and the Gentiles together into one body.
神把犹太人和外邦人带在一起，成为一个身体。
If you know anything about the Jews and the Gentiles in the ancient world, you know that they hated each other.
如果我们知道一点历史的话，我们知道在从前他们彼此是有仇恨的。
The Jews were very, very proud of themselves because they were the people of God.
犹太人他们非常的自傲，因为他们认为他们是神的选民。
They had the law of God. They felt that they were better than everybody else.
他们有神的律法，他们觉得他们超乎一切众民之上。
But the Greeks and the Romans looked down upon the Jews.
但是希腊人和罗马人，他们瞧不起犹太人。
They hated them. They despised them. They wanted nothing to do with them.
他们看不起这些人，他们不要跟他们来往。
But now in Jesus Christ, God begins to bring Jews and Gentiles together.
但是在耶稣基督里，神把犹太人和外邦人带在一起。
The Jews find out that they are not saved just because they're Jews. They have to be saved by believing in Jesus Christ.
犹太人也发现，他们光是犹太人不能因此得救，他们必须信耶稣基督。
The Gentiles find out the only way they can be saved is by believing in Jesus Christ.
外邦人也同样，他们如果要得救，他们就必须相信耶稣基督。
And so God creates a new family that includes Jews and Gentiles.Who come in exactly the same way.
所以因此神就建立了一个家庭，把犹太人和外邦人都带在一起，他们的入门是同样的。
The Jews don't have any advantage over the Gentiles, and the Gentiles don't have any advantage over the Jews.
犹太人也并不比外邦人好，外邦人也并不比犹太人好。
Everybody is saved by God's grace, and nobody has anything to boast about.
每一个人都是因为神的恩典而得救，所以没有一个人可以自夸。
God breaks down the barrier between the Jews and the Gentiles, and He makes one family out of them.
所以神就把他们中间隔断的墙拆毁了，使他们成为一个家庭。
And now what God is doing in history is amazing.
而神现在正在做的事情也是非常的奇妙。
Now God is drawing a people from every part of the human race.
而神现在从各族各民中呼召人来。
From every language, from every tribe, from every people, men and women, children, people of all colors, God is making a church that is going to be as wide as the entire human race.
现在神所建立的他的教会是包括各民各族各方的人，包括老人小孩男人女人。
At first it was just Jews.
在一开始的时候只有犹太人。
But now it's also Chinese.
而现在包括了中国人。
And Koreans.
韩国人。
And Japanese.
日本人。
And Hutus from Africa.
在非洲的某个族。
I don't know how to say it either. And people like me, Caucasians from Northern Europe.
还有像我从北欧来的人。
And all kinds of people. God is bringing us all together into one church.
神从各族各方招来进入他的教会。
And God is not going to stop doing this until the church consists of a huge multitude, more people than anybody can count, who have been brought from every corner of the world and every part of the human race.
这个教会建成的时候，当时这么一大群众，人没有办法数得过来的，从各族各民各方来的。
God is building His church.
神正在建立他的教会。
And I believe this is the most important and the most wonderful thing that's happening in the world today.
这实在是最重要，最奇妙， 在目前世界上所发生的事。
If I asked you, what's the most important event in world history in the year 2003? I wonder what you would say.
如果我问你在 2003年这世界上所发生最重要的事情, 你会说什么?
Probably most of us would say the war in Iraq.
可能我们会说在伊拉克的战争。
Or we might say SARS in Asia.
或是我们说非典的传染,
or we might come up with something else that we think is the most important event.
或是其他我们认为是最重要的事情。
But I believe the most important thing that has happened this year and that happens every year is that God is calling people by the thousands and by the tens of thousands and by the hundreds of thousands from all of the world into the body of Christ.
对我来说, 今年所发生最重要的事情, 其实是每一年所发生最重要的事情, 就是神从各族各方招来成千上万的人进入他的教会。
This is the most exciting thing that's ever happened.
这实在是一个, 最令人兴奋的事情。
Do you know that since 1949, the growth of the church in China has been probably the fastest church growth any time in history?
你们知道吗? 自从1949年之后, 在中国基督徒成长的速度是全人类历史里面最快的。
Sometimes living here in North America where people are very resistant to the gospel, we don't understand this, but in parts of China, people are coming to Christ by the thousands and the thousands.
在北美有许多的人拒绝福音, 所以我们可能没有办法了解, 在中国成千上万的人来归入主的名下。
Did you know that in the past 15 years, the pace at which Muslims are coming to Christ has become the fastest that it has been at any time in history.
你们知道在过去15年中, 回教徒归主的人这个数目简直是超过人类有史以来的历史。
Don't think that all Muslims are like Osama bin Laden.
不要想每一个, 回教徒都是像 bin Laden一样。
There are millions of Muslims who are looking for something more, and many of them are coming to Jesus Christ.
上百万的回教徒他们正在寻找,
God is building His church.
神正在建立他的教会。
And if we are Christians, we have the privilege of being a part of that.
我们所有的基督徒都有特权可以跟主一起同工。
Let me just review for you briefly what it is that God has done for us.
让我再重新来, 我们来看神到底为我们做的是什么。
Paul says, first of all, that we have been brought near to God. This is verse 13.
保罗先说我们得以亲近神。
You remember when Adam and Eve sinned, God drove them away from Himself. Do you remember that?
记得吗? 当亚当夏娃犯罪之后, 神就把他们驱逐出去。
He drove them out of the garden.
他把他们从伊甸园里驱逐出去。
Much later, when they built the temple in Jerusalem, only a few people could go into the inside of the temple.
很多年以后, 当他们在耶路撒冷建立圣殿的时候, 只有,
There were many courts in the temple.
在圣殿中有许多的外院。
There was one court called the court of the Gentiles.
其中有一个外院是外邦人院。
And Gentile people like you and me, if we had been there, we could go to that court, but you couldn't go any further in.
而如果, 外邦人到了那中间, 就像我们, 我们只能到那个外院, 我们不能再进去。
There was a court for the women. If you were a woman, you could go that far, but you couldn't go any further.
其中有一个外院是专门给女人的, 如果你是女人, 你只能到那里。
In the very heart of the temple, there was something called the most holy place.
其实在圣殿中间有一个至圣所。
And nobody could go there.
没有人可以进去。
Except the high priest, and that only once a year.
只有大祭司一年一次可以进去。
And if you read how the high priest was to prepare himself to go in there, he had to do many things before he went into the most holy place.
这个大祭司一年一次要进去之前还要做许多预备的工作。
I believe when the high priest went into the most holy place on that one day of the year, the Day of Atonement, he went in with his knees trembling, he was shaking.
我想一年一次在赎罪日的时候, 当大祭司进去的时候, 他可能他的膝盖都在发抖。
Because if he did it wrong, he would die.
如果他犯了一个错误的话, 他可能就死在里面。
Sinners cannot come to God.
因为罪人不能到神面前。
But now, Jesus has paid for our sins, and God invites us to come in.
但是今天基督耶稣成为我们的赎罪祭, 所以今天神邀请我们到他面前来。
When Jesus died on the cross, the curtain in the temple was torn from top to bottom.
当基督被钉在十字架上的时候，圣殿的幔子从上而下裂为两半。
And the Bible says to us, says to you and to me, to ordinary people like us, if we're Christians, the Bible says to us, draw near to God.
今天圣经告诉我们，我们不过就是一般普通的人，但是圣经告诉我们，你们要亲近神。
Come with full assurance of faith.
你们要带着你们充足的信心来到神面前。
Don't be afraid.
不要再害怕了。
Come right into the very presence of God.
可以直接进到神的面前。
You can come so close to Him that it's as if you were coming up and sitting on His lap.
我们可以进到神的面前这么近，好像我们就可以坐在他的脚前。
There is no barrier.
不再有间隔。
God has brought us near by the blood of Jesus Christ.
因为借着耶稣基督的血，神已经把我们带来亲近他了。
The Bible also says, Paul says to us that God has now made us citizens of one kingdom.
保罗更说，神已经使我们成为一个国度的国民。
In the Old Testament, God told the Jews that they were going to be a kingdom of priests.
在旧约里，神告诉犹太人。他们要成为一个祭司的国度。
In the New Testament, Christians are told that God has made them a royal priesthood.
在新约里，神已经把基督徒成为一个君尊的祭司，一个圣洁的国度。
It's the same thing.
是同样的。
We belong to one kingdom.
我们属于一个国度。
And we are priests in that kingdom.
而我们都是这国度里面的祭司。
You and I have the power to speak to God on behalf of other people. We can pray to God for one another.
我们都可以到神面前来彼此代祷。
We have the right to go out and speak to people for God.
我们也有权柄可以向别人说传讲神。
When we go out and we preach the gospel, God will speak through us.
当我们出去传福音的时候，神可以借着我们说话。
We belong to God's kingdom.
因为我们属于神的国度。
And here's even the best part. Paul says that we have now been made members of one household.
保罗更说这个更好，就是我们成为一个家里的人。
There's one family.
一个家庭。
And we're all members of it.
而我们都是这个家庭里的成员。
God is the Father.
神是我们的父。
Jesus, you might say, is like our elder brother.
耶稣好像是我们的长兄。
And all of us are brothers and sisters of one another in the church.
而我们彼此都成为弟兄姐妹。
It doesn't matter what color we are.
不管我们是什么肤色。
It doesn't matter what language we speak.
或是我们说的语言。
It doesn't matter what country we come from.
或是我们出生的国家。
It doesn't matter how we worship.
也不管我们怎么敬拜神。
All of us, if we are Christians, we belong to one family.
如果我们是基督徒，我们就是一个家里的人。
And we belong to one another.
而我们也是彼此互属。
And then it says also, Paul says that God wants to live in the church by His Spirit.
保罗更说，神愿意借着圣灵住在他的教会里。
Now this is an amazing thing.
这实在是一个很奇妙的事。
God wants to live in us.
神愿意住在我们中间。
Not in the building.
不是住在这个房子。
He doesn't care about the building.
他不在乎这些建筑物。
Our family just came back from a trip to Europe.
我们最近才从欧洲回来。
Way back 30 years ago when I was in high school, I spent a year living in Denmark as an exchange student.
他们在三十年之前我到丹麦做交换学生一年。
And when I was living in Denmark, I made a lot of friends, and I haven't seen most of those friends for almost 30 years.
那一年我住在丹麦，我交了许多的朋友，那我差不多已经三十年没有看见他们了。
And so this year, the church gave us some extra time off, and we decided to go back and visit those old friends.
今年我们从教会里有一点休假，所以我们就回去看我们的老朋友。
Going through Denmark, everywhere you look, you see churches.
丹麦到处都是教会。
Churches every place.
到处都是教会。
200 years old, 300 years old, 400 years old, 500 years old.
有200年的教会，300年，400年，500年的教会。
And everybody's very proud of the churches.
每一个人都对他们的那个会所非常的骄傲。
But most people don't go to church.
但是大部分的人却不去聚会。
Only 5% of the people in Denmark go to church regularly.
在丹麦大部分差不多只有5%的人固定去教会。
They have beautiful church buildings, but nobody's there.
他们有很美丽的教堂建筑物，但是里面没有人。
And if people are not there, Christians are not there, then God is not there.
如果基督徒不在里面，神也不在里面。
God doesn't care about the building.
神不在乎这些建筑物。
God wants to live in us.
神要住在我们当中。
He wants to live in our relationships with one another.
他要在我们彼此的关系中间，他要居住。
He wants to live in our words, spoken to Him and spoken to one another and spoken to the world.
他要在我们的交通中，在我们传扬他的时候，住在我们中间。
God wants to dwell with us.
因为神要与我们同住。
Now I want to say just a quick word of encouragement to those of you who may be tired of the church.
对我们当中如果感觉到疲倦的人，我想给你们一点鼓励。
Because as I said earlier, I know easily how a person can become extremely tired of church.
因为我知道我们可能对教会疲倦。
I know that for young people, sitting in church can be boring.
对年轻人来说，坐在教会里可能是一个很乏味的。
And I know that for those of us who are older, who are involved in the work of the church, sometimes we get so tired.
而当我们在教会里有服事的时候，我们也很容易感觉疲倦。
I remember many years ago when I was very, very tired in ministry, a friend gave me a book.
好多年以前，当我在我的服事上感觉疲倦的时候，一个朋友给我一本书。
And the name of this book was Freedom for Ministry.
这本书的是说在服事上的自由。
What it was saying was, here is how we can have inner freedom to be able to do ministry.
换句话说，在服事的时候，我们怎样能够得着内在的自由？
I looked at the book.
当我看这本书的时候，
I said, I don't want this book.
我说我不想要这本书。
I want a book that's called Freedom from Ministry.
我要看的书是说，怎么样可以离开我的服事？
I'm tired of ministry.
因为我实在对我的服事很厌倦。
I'm tired of people.
我实在对人很厌烦。
I'm tired of preaching.
我也不想讲道了。
I'm tired of all the problems in the church. Give me freedom from ministry, not freedom for ministry. And there may be some of you who feel that way right now. But think on the privilege that we have to be Christians. Think where we would be without Jesus.
没有耶稣的话，我们今天会在哪里？
Think where the people are today who do not have Jesus.
想想那些今天没有主耶稣的人。
They are without hope.
他们没有指望。
They are without God.
他们没有神。
They are cut apart from the people of God.
他们离开了神的百姓。
They are by nature children of God's wrath.
他们是神愤怒之子。
And we were like that.
我们从前就是这样。
All of us.
所有的人。
To be a part of the Church of Jesus Christ is the greatest privilege in the world.
今天我们得以成为耶稣基督教会的一份子，这实在是世界上最大的特权。
Every church is imperfect.
每一个教会都是不完全的。
Every church has problems.
每一个教会都有问题。
Every church has conflicts.
每一个教会里面都有不和睦的事。
It doesn't matter what church you go to, you can become tired and you can become frustrated wherever you go.
不管你去哪一个教会，你都可能在那里感觉厌倦。But
the church is the body of Christ.
但是教会却是基督的身体。And
we don't give up on it.
所以我们不放弃。And
we don't turn away from it.
我们也不离开它。We
don't run away from it.
我们也不逃离教会。But
we learn to love each other in the church.
让我们在教会里学习彼此相爱。And
we learn to build the church up.
让我们一起建立教会。Don't
allow yourself to become exhausted.
不要让你自己成为
Take a break.
或许你就休息一下。
Take a rest.
休息一下。
Make sure that your leaders especially get times to rest.
尤其是我们中间领导的弟兄姐妹 需要休息。
My church has given me this entire summer to rest from the ministry, and I'm so grateful to them.
我的教会让我这个暑假休息，我非常的感激。
And I know that your church has given Brother Yu time off as well to rest.
我知道你们教会也是让余弟兄这一个暑假休息。
It's the right thing to do.
这是对的事。
Pastors, leaders in the church, elders in the church need time to rest.
传道人、长老还有教会里的负责弟兄们，他们需要休息。
People who are teaching Sunday school need a break now and then.
教主日学的弟兄姐妹有的时候也需要休息。
But don't allow yourself to become completely exhausted because the church is too precious.
不要让自己变得太疲倦，教会实在是非常的宝贵。
The work of the church is so important.
而教会里的事工是非常的重要。
The children that we are to teach matter so much to God. Our relationships with one another are so precious to God. Our witness to the world and our efforts to bring people to Christ and to send out missionaries, that is so crucial to what God wants to do in the world.
我们传福音,
strengthen your arms.
所以让我们, 让我们提起劲来,
strengthen your legs.
让我们,
Let's continue building the Church of Jesus Christ.
让我们继续建立基督的教会。
Now the last thing I want to do this morning is speak for just a moment to anybody who may not yet be a Christian.
最后我要对那些还不是基督徒的朋友们。
I would guess that most of you today are Christians.
我在猜大部分我们今天在座的都是基督徒。
Probably most people in the church are Christians.
可能大部分在教会里的人都是基督徒。
And probably the ones who were able to come on a Friday morning are mostly Christians.
能够来参加在礼拜五早上来参加退休会的可能都是基督徒。
But I need to bring this theme to bear upon those who might not be Christians.
但是我仍然要提出来对那些还不是基督徒的朋友。
If we do not trust in Jesus Christ, we are without hope and without God in the world.
如果我们不信靠耶稣基督，我们活在世上没有神，没有指望。
If we do not have Jesus, we are lost.
如果我们没有耶稣基督，我们就迷失了。
If we do not have Jesus, we have not been brought near to God.
如果我们没有耶稣基督，我们就没有办法亲近神。
If we do not have Jesus, we are not part of the people of God.
如果我们没有耶稣基督，我们就不是神百姓中的一份子。
If we do not have Jesus, we are still objects of God's wrath.
如果我们没有耶稣基督，我们仍然是神愤怒之子。
Are you a Christian?
你是基督徒吗？
Are you sure you're a Christian?
你确定吗？
You must be sure that you are a Christian.
你必须确定你是基督徒。
Understand this, you do not become a Christian simply by coming to church every week.
但是你要做一个基督徒，并不是就说你每个礼拜都来教会。
You don't become a Christian simply because your parents are Christians.
你的父母是基督徒，并不能够表示你就是基督徒。
Suppose I ask you this question.
让我问你一个问题。
Brother Jacob Yu, who spoke to us last night.
余弟兄昨天晚上就传讲信息。
Is he married?
他结婚了没有?
And you say to me, oh, Brother Yu is a wonderful man.
如果你说, 余弟兄是一个很好的人。
He's a wonderful man. I love him so much.
他是一个很好的人, 我非常爱他。
He loves the people so much.
他也非常的爱众人。
He loves the Lord so much.
他很爱主。
He's such a good preacher.
他实在是一个很好的传道人。
I say, yes, that's very good, but I asked you, is he married?
但是我问你的问题是说, 余弟兄结婚了没有?
You say, oh, he knows everything about marriage.
你说他对婚姻非常的了解。
He has married so many couples.
他也为很多的人证婚。
He's counseled so many couples.
他也辅导了很多的夫妇。
He's read every book you can read about marriage.
他所有有关婚姻的书他都读过了。
When James Dobson has questions, he comes and he asks him about it.
甚至连 James Dobson都来问请教余弟兄有关婚姻的问题。
He knows everything, about marriage.
他对婚姻的事情非常的清楚。
Yes, but I asked the question, is he married?
但是我问你的问题是他到底结婚了没有?
He said, oh, his parents were married.
他说他的父母是结婚了。
His grandparents were married.
他的祖父母也结婚了。
His great-grandparents were married.
他的祖宗都结婚了。
As far back as you can go, everybody in his family was married.
所有的祖宗都结婚了。
His brothers are married.
他的弟兄们也结婚了。
Yes, but I asked you,
但是我问你,
is he married?
他到底结婚了没有?
Has he ever come to a woman and made a promise to her, and she's made a promise to him, and they've made a covenant together?
他是否有, 到一个姊妹面前, 他们彼此立约?
Has he given his life to her, and she's given her life to him?
他们是不是有彼此互许, 他们的生命?
Is he married?
他到底结婚了没有?
Now you see, it's the same with being a Christian.
同样的，当我做基督徒也是这样。
It's no good to say my parents are Christians and my grandparents are Christians.
光说我父母是基督徒，我祖父母是基督徒是不够的。
It's no good to say I've been going to Sunday school all my life and I know everything in the Bible.
甚至你说我每个礼拜都去教会，我对圣经了如指掌，这也不够。
It's no good to say I'm a very nice person. Everybody tells me I'm a nice person.
如果就算你说我是一个很好的人，大家都说我是很好的人，这也不够。
The question is this: Have you entered into a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ?
问题是你跟主耶稣基督有没有一个个人的关系？
Have you asked Him to forgive your sins?
你曾经求他赦免你的罪吗？
Have you believed that His death upon the cross was a sufficient payment for your sins?
你相信他在十字架上的死为你付了赎罪吗？赎罪祭？
Have you begun to follow Him and obey Him?
你是否决定从此跟随他？
Is He your Lord?
他是你的主吗？
Is He your Savior?
他是你的救主吗？
That's the question.
这是问题的,
Are you a Christian?
你是基督徒吗?
If you're not a Christian, you still stand outside of God's blessing.
如果你不是基督徒,
and there is no blessing outside of Christ.
在耶稣基督以外,
but God says to you, come near.
但是神今天对你说,
He says to every single one of us, come near.
今天他对我们每一个人说,
Do not be afraid.
不要害怕,
Don't stand back.
也不要退后,
Come to me.
来到我前面,
That's what Jesus said. Come to me.
就是耶稣说的,
Jesus' death has paid the price for us and opened the way for us. And God says, Come.
耶稣基督的死已经为我们付了赎价，并且为我们开了一条路，我们可以到神的面前来。
God says, Are you thirsty?
神说,你饥渴吗?
Come and drink.
来到我这里喝。
Do you feel guilty?
你感觉有罪恶感吗?
Come to me and be forgiven.
来到我这里,你们可以得赦免。
Are you lonely and lost in the world?
你感觉到失你,感觉到孤单吗?
Come to me and you will have my friendship for all eternity.
你来到我这里,我给你我的友谊,一直到永永远远。
Come to me.
来到我这里。
Draw near to me.
来亲近我。
And my hope and my prayer is that every single person here, whatever your age, whatever your experience in the past, this weekend you will come into a full relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
我这次的祷告就是借着这几天，不管我们是在什么样的光景，我们都可以到神的面前来跟他有一个完整的关系。
There's nothing in the way.
让我们中间没有任何的拦阻。
Jesus has taken away the barrier.
因为耶稣基督已经把中间隔断的东西全部都拆掉了。
And He asked us to come to Him.
而他要我们来到他面前。Let's
pray.
让我们一起祷告。Father,
we would not pass too quickly over this message.
主啊,让我们不要随便地让这个信息过去。Let
us allow this truth to sink into our hearts.
让这个真理能够深深地扎在我们的心里。We
were by nature objects of your wrath.
我们本是你愤怒之子。You
were rightly angry at us because of our sins.
因为你是公义的,你对我们的罪有愤怒。And
all that we had to look forward to was an eternity of punishment and suffering because of our sins.
因为我们所眼前所能看见的只是永远的审判和受苦。
Not only that, Father, but all of us here are Gentiles.
不单如此,我们从前都是外邦人。
We were not part of your chosen people.
我们不在你选民之内。
We were not part of your kingdom.
我们也不在你国度之内。
The promises that you gave to Abraham, you did not originally give to us also.
你所应许亚伯拉罕的应许,你并没有赐给我们。
And we were without hope.
我们在世上没有指望。
And without God in the world.
没有神。
But now, through Jesus Christ and by His blood, we have been brought near.
但是借着耶稣基督的血,我们今天得以亲近神。
You have forgiven us.
你已经赦免了我们。
You have taken us from being children of wrath and made us children of God.
把我们从可怒之子变成神的儿女。
We were dead, but now you've made us alive.
我们从前是死的,今天得以活过来。
We were separate from the people of God, now we are the people of God.
我们从前是在神的百姓之外,而今天我们成为神的百姓。
We were far from you, now you have brought us into your very presence.
我们从前远离神,但是我们今天得以进入你的同在。
We hated each other.
我们从前彼此相恨。
You've taught us to love each other.
但是你教我们彼此相爱。
Father, we thank you for this great, great privilege.
主啊，我们感谢这样大的特权。
Lord, this morning I pray your blessing upon all in this church who may be tired.
主啊，今天我为这些感觉到疲倦的人求祝福。
I pray for all who in this church have felt that the work of ministry is heavy.
所有觉得神的事工很沉重的。
Encourage them today.
主啊，你今天就来勉励他们。
Bless them.
祝福他们。
Refresh them.
来重新更新他们。
And I pray for every person here, Father, that there may not be a single one who does not come close to you today.
但今天在座的没有一个人不会到你的面前来。
Whatever our age, Lord, whatever our understanding, let us understand enough to come to Jesus.
不管我们的年龄怎样，让我们都了解，能够到耶稣基督面前来。
And let us know that our sins are forgiven.
让我们知道我们的罪得赦免。
And that we belong to the body of Christ.
而我们今天是在基督耶稣的身体里。
In His great name we pray.
奉主的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.